Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know, I have two kids, and I like to feed them healthy. My son's a gymnast. My daughter plays badminton. But I've fed them healthy all of their lives. And one of the things I never really did was keep juice around the house, and certainly no soda, just because I'm an exercise physiologist and I don't like soda anyway. But now we're getting more and more information about sugar and these sugary drinks, whether it's electrolyte beverages, which some athletes really like to consume, or the sodas and the fruit juices that we're giving our children. And we're learning more and more about how bad these are for our kids as we see this obesity epidemic. My guest today is Dr. Natalie Degatti-Muth. She's a dual board pediatrician and obesity medicine physician and a registered dietitian. She's also a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So Dr. Muth, wow, you've got a lot of credentials. And as somebody in the field myself, childhood obesity, we're seeing so much of it. It's really an epidemic. Where do you, you know, connect the dots between the sugary beverages, the sugary foods, all of the things that we're giving our kids and this obesity epidemic we're living through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thanks, Melanie, for, you know, talking about this today. So I'm a pediatrician. I see children every day, and it shocks me that I've seen kids as young as two that have fatty liver disease, teenagers that I'm diagnosing with type 2 diabetes. As a pediatrician, I didn't expect that these would be the types of health problems that I would be seeing in my young patients. But we're learning more and more that, yes, we're seeing these health problems, and part of the reason why is the strong connection between sugar intake, in particularly sugar from sugary drinks, and a lot of health harms. You mentioned obesity, but beyond that, also we're seeing type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, high blood pressure, tooth decay, really significant health harms that we have really strong evidence now that shows us there is a strong connection between a child's sugar intake and some of these really detrimental diseases that really are conditions that used to affect my patients' grandparents, but now are affecting many of them.
Well, certainly true. I mean, diabetes used to be called type 2 anyway, used to be called adult onset. And now it's type 2 because you're seeing it in kids 9 years old. And that was not something that you really ever saw. So obviously we know about our fried foods and our junk foods, but I think parents think that fruit juice is a healthy thing to feed their kids. Or as I was talking about, Gatorade and some of those kinds of things. Are they as bad as we think? Are they better than we think? What about things like fruit juice, even if they say 100% all fruit?
Right. Yeah, so there is a little bit of a difference, I guess, if you're looking at this. So when we talk about sugary drinks, much of the time we're talking about, you know, sodas, sports drinks, fruit drinks that are not necessarily 100% fruit juice, sweet teas, things like that, that really have no nutritional value to them other than a whole lot of sugar. We think of 100% fruit juice maybe a little bit differently because the juice, 100% fruit juice, comes from a fruit. There's not added sugars, but really, to be honest, kids don't need juice either, even 100% fruit juice, and it's always better for a child to be eating the fruit and tasting the fruit and the fiber that's in the fruit and all those other healthful nutrients that are in the actual fruit itself, rather than getting it in a drink and then coming to prefer these really sweet tastes from beverages that we know don't really help kids to feel full, and they contain a lot of sugar and a lot of calories, whether it's sugar from added sugars or sugar from the fruit. So I always encourage my patients to drink water and, you know, unflavored milk, and to really try not to do a lot of beverages, sweet beverages or beverages that really contain a lot of calories and sugars, again, whether they're added sugars or they're sugars from a whole fruit.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question about something you just said, unflavored milk. because, you know, being in sports medicine, we've been told lately that chocolate milk is a great post-athletic event beverage to have. But chocolate milk, is that what you're talking about, flavored milks? And should I not be giving my kids chocolate milk when they, because I always thought that the chocolate and the antioxidants and then the protein from the milk and that this was a great combination.
Yeah. So, you know, chocolate milk does have added sugars from it. Some people believe, well, if my child doesn't drink milk unless it's flavored. So some people will argue, well, you're better off having your child to drink some degree of milk than to not have the milk at all, even if it has some of those added sugars from the chocolate. Or in the case that, you know, the example that you give as a post-exercise kind of refueling drink, it's kind of like sports drinks, I guess, in a way. Like, we don't really recommend that kids drink a lot of electrolyte drinks or sports drinks, with the exception of if they've done really strenuous, vigorous exercise for longer than an hour and they sweat a whole lot and maybe they need to replace electrolytes or they're doing some kind of really competitive endurance event, then they may need that. It's kind of similar, I guess you could say, with the flavored milk or the chocolate milk. I don't recommend that it be a normal part of every child's diet, especially if we can get them to actually drink regular milk without the added sugars. But there may be some specific situations, such as, you know, for an athlete and post-exercise refueling, where it may be something that could be part of, you know, part of a healthy diet. And it's not to say to never, ever have any of these things. It's just to try to say, really, on a routine day-to-day basis, we really recommend limiting it as much as possible. And to be specific with that, you know, the American Heart Association recommends that children have 8 ounces or less of a sugary drink over the course of a week, and that kids that are, you know, 2 and under don't really have any sugary drinks at all.
Yes, yeah, so I'm glad you pointed out about the chocolate milk thing, and with my son being a gymnast, those are intense activities. And, you know, so a glass or two here and there is not so bad, but you're right. What we're doing by letting the kids have these is really kind of an overdose of this sugar. And when you look at Starbucks, and these teenagers come back from Starbucks with these humongous pink things and red drinks and so much sugar and then the whipped cream on the top. And, you know, I mean, it is absolutely crazy. What do you want us to do? I mean, if kids are already ingrained into drinking these things, or they see their friends drinking these things and maybe they were raised on water and milk, then what? How do we try and, you know, kind of maneuver this around? It's not easy.
It isn't easy. That's true. You know, I have a few things when I'm talking with parents of my patients and having conversations about sugary drinks and how to help either get kids off of them or not start them in the first place. You know, I have a few suggestions. One, and this is with parenting things all the time, really as parents and as adults trying to be healthy models for our kids. So when we prefer water, when we infuse water with fruits or make water fun and have that as our default beverage as adults, that impacts our kids, whether we realize it or not. So them seeing us drinking mostly water, just as you mentioned, you don't do soda. Your kids don't really do soda either. As parents, we can start with our own selves. And with that in the home, trying not to purchase or have these sugary drinks easily available. A lot of, you know, if it's not there, especially the younger kids, they aren't going to drink it. So trying to just even not have it there. If you want to have these drinks, sometimes have it be something that happens mostly outside the home and not that you're storing these drinks in your refrigerator where there's just easy access to them all the time. And then I think one thing that will be really helpful for parents and also for older kids and teenagers is pretty soon there's going to be on every nutrition label a line item that says added sugars. So you'll be able to know how much of whatever that drink is that you're drinking, whether you're buying it or whether you're looking at, you know, the Starbucks app if the teenager is getting those sugar drinks there. And it tells you how much added sugar is in that drink. It's advised that children have less than 25 grams of added sugars total over the course of an entire day. By looking at those labels, parents will soon recognize or realize, like, oh my gosh, there is a lot of sugar in these drinks. For example, a 20-ounce soda has about 65 grams of added sugars. So a child who sits down and drinks, who drinks, you know, a 20-ounce bottle of soda just took in almost a third of a cup of sugar.
Wow.
I don't think most parents realize that. I don't think most kids do either.
I don't think really I did.
It's really unbelievable when you stop and look at it and think about it. Just that awareness and looking at labels and thinking about the drinks before we drink them or give them to our kids can really make a difference.
This time of year, it's hard to avoid getting sick, whether it's a common cold or the stomach bug. It's crucial to stay well hydrated. Hydralyte is a great-tasting clinical hydration product that contains the correct balance of sodium, glucose, and water to rapidly replace fluids and electrolytes. Hydralyte comes in great flavors like orange, berry, lemonade, and is available as a premixed drink, a powder, or effervescent tablets that you can simply drop into a glass or a bottle of water. Compared to sports drinks, Hydralyte delivers up to 4 times the electrolytes with 75% less sugar. Hydralyte solutions are appropriate for all ages, and each bottle or package includes easy-to-follow dosing instructions. You can find Hydralyte in the digestive aisle at Rite Aid or online at Amazon.com. Visit Hydralyte.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid. That's Hydralyte.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid. Now, one thing we didn't really talk about that is, I mean, I have a bit of an issue with it, and I have never allowed it really even in my house. They hear you speaking, Dr. Muth, and they say, okay, well, she's saying there's too much sugar in the drinks and, you know, different fruit juices and the things like that. Well, so I'm just going to have them drink diet soda, or I'm going to have them drink, you know, things with various sugar substitutes. And we've been seeing more and more the link with obesity and people who drink diet soda. And where do you stand on reducing the regular sugar, but substituting with something chemical that, you know, diets things?
Right. Whether it's an artificial sweetener, or a lot of drinks now have stevia, which is a natural non-caloric sweetener. But what does that even mean?
Yeah. And I can't stand the way they taste anyway. They're so chemical tasting.
They're so sweet. Yeah, so that's the thing. What one is with these sweeteners, there's so much that we don't know about them, especially with kids, and we just don't know yet their safety with children and long-term use, and there's just a lot of unknowns that there's research underway to understand that better. So generally, we recommend really trying to minimize those, you know, substitutes or sweeteners as well as much as possible. And also, as you mentioned, you know, that sweetness, whether it's from an artificial sweetener or from sugar, when kids get we're born liking sweet taste, and kids are born liking sweet. And when they continue to get exposed to the sweet taste over and over again in their drinks, they crave it more. They want it more. That's why some of the idea around the weight gain, even though artificial sweeteners, is that it may cause cravings to eat other foods that are sweet. I really just encourage parents and kids, let's try to get off the sweet drinks and really trying to aim for water. We can make water more fun. We can add fruit or, you know, lemon or lime or mint, sparkling water. We can do all these things with water that really is the body's best hydration and what we really should get our kids started on from the very beginning, and trying to just remove some of that sweetness, whether it's from actual sugar or many other ways of sugar, like high fructose corn syrup, et cetera, or whether it's from these artificial sweeteners or stevia.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you, Dr. Muth, and it's important information for parents to hear. And you gave some great suggestions about things we can do with water, because it is a way to make them more interesting, adding lemon or cucumbers or mint or strawberries or anything like that. There's so many fun things that you can do. And so, you know, there are a lot of ways we can get creative with our kids to reduce some of that sugar and really get some of that under control. Do you have any last words, something you'd like parents to know about the obesity epidemic, as you are a registered dietitian and an obesity medicine physician. What do you want parents to take away from this?
I think the biggest thing as a takeaway is just really trying to encourage our kids and offering our kids water and making it fun and trying to just minimize the exposures to some of these sweet drinks. And also, we didn't touch on this too much, but also really supporting efforts that are underway in different states and kind of at a policy level that really tries to help make water, elevate water, make it more accessible and less expensive, and make some of these sugary drinks just less accessible, more expensive, less preferred for people to choose, so that our kids really can enjoy water and also, as a benefit of that, not have sugary drinks and have much higher likelihood for lifelong health and avoiding some of those negative health harms that come from high sugary drink intake.
Thank you so much, Dr. Muth. It's important information, and I'm right there with you. So thank you for giving us such great advice and how we can get involved in our community. And certainly, parents, you can always talk to your school and see if the school is offering those things and try and get them reduced. But work with your own kids, because that is how you can teach them those lifelong healthy habits. You're listening to Healthy Children. And of course, our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. And you can hear these shows on iTunes and iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, everywhere podcasts are played, but we want you to listen at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children. Thanks for listening and stay well.